Welcome back to another edition.
Welcome
back to another episode of Tuxedo Time, where we wear tuxedos and it is time
podcast edition. I'm actually wearing a tuxedo. You are not.
I'm going to jail.
You are going to jail.
I'm wearing jeans.
She's wearing jeans. Let me paint the picture here. She's wearing jeans. She's wearing one of our crew neck sweatshirts, the Millennial Falcon crew neck sweatshirt,
which available we'll link, on our shop.
We'll link in the show notes. And she's wearing an abomination of footwear.
Listen, once you surpass 30 years old, if you're not wearing Crocs, what are you doing with your life?
You have no self-respect.
You don't know what you're missing, man. Until
I know
you
exactly what I'm missing.
Listen, I'm pretty sure that I have arthritis, so fuck off. Listen, I am going to jail for wearing jeans today, but I have a good excuse. I've been filming today a video. That's my excuse.
Okay, it's your excuse. But what is this? What is today's episode about on the podcast?
Today we are discussing.
This podcast is basically, Becky has a whole list of ideas. I just show up.
I say, hey, do you want to record a podcast? He goes,
I don't say,
Well, okay.
And then we record. It's almost like a surprise every time. And I just say a free stream of things on my mind. And
Or I just I talk the whole time and you're just like, And then you fart while I'm talking about something. Okay, today's episode is a question. What's happening with the land you bought? Okay, this is terrible already. Maybe we should start over.
No, keep going. Forge ahead.
What's happening with the land you bought?
Well, we've been using the land a lot, but you guys probably don't know a whole lot about it, unless you follow our Instagram stories, because I think we've been putting land updates periodically on them.
Yeah, we kind of posted a video last year as just something to do, a video to post. Got roasted in the comments for not having context to that video.
What was it? What did the comments say?
Oh, let me read you the comment.
Roasted in the comments.
Roasted. It's funny because like only you know what's happening behind the scenes with your content.
You mean you as in like us collectively?
As in us, yeah. And so if you have like a big video planned or you have a big project planned and you know that you're saving this content and this thing for a larger story, but the audience doesn't know that. Mm. Okay, so here's the comment. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
You normally make well thought out videos with good storytelling, but this was lacking. Some context would have been nice, like the search to find land. Where is the land? Canada, the US, etc. But we got roasted. Thank you. Yes, I'm very well aware that our what we've referred to as the Brush Hog Vlog, a quick and dirty little project, pissed some people off because we didn't talk about where the land was, what we were doing, how we bought it, because we were saving that footage for a bigger project. Because if you know us, you know that we're going to drop a bigger, heavier, story-based project.
Okay, first of all, I don't know if that person commented like in that tone that you read it in.
I know, I think it was more like,
it's very easy to like attribute.
Well, I don't know. You normally make well thought out videos with good storytelling, but this was lacking, .. Some context would have been nice.
Even you're reading ..
Yeah, but like,
it's not dot. It's just like,
but why put the .. if you're going to be like,
they're points of ellipsis.
Okay, but to me, when I read points of ellipsis, this was lacking. I'm looking you up and down, I'm judging you.
You're
and then some context would have been nice.
You see, but again, you're just reading
and then you're
it.
Doing this face.
You're just
you
reading
can't
it.
See it because we didn't put the video.
You're right? Just reading it in the tone.
Okay,
again,
I'm gonna write it nice.
Inferring.
Let me read it nicely. Okay. You normally make well thought out videos with good storytelling, but this was lacking. Some context would have been nice. I can't even read it nicely. Like the search to find
just comes
land
up as really sarcastic.
Just the search to find land. Where is the land, etc. I think it was like maybe it wasn't meant to be like.
It was constructive criticism.
Well, anyway, we've been referring.
But the thing was, is they were completely right.
And I know they were right. I think that's why I was so put off by it, because I know they were right and I know what I have in the bank for them. But we just wanted to put up a quick dirty vlog. And ever since we put up that vlog, because it was kind of like, hey, we want to get back to vlogging, so let's make a quick and dirty vlog.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but we were in the content doldrums at the time. We were in a content desert at the time.
We were. And also, I think we were trying to get back into vlogging.
Yes.
And so we were like, okay, quick and dirty vlog. We're just going to make whatever we're going to make. It's going to be quick. We're going to film it in a day, and then we're edited
up. The story
up.
Was, we went and rented a brush hog, and we cleared some part of our land. That was the story.
Yeah.
And quick and dirty.
And we wanted to see if we could edit it and film it pretty much like in a couple of days.
Basically
the
same day.
Yeah. And so it was kind of like a test and an experiment. It just so happened to be at our land instead of somewhere else at our house.
And we let the cat out of the bag.
We did. I mean, I shouldn't have used the title I used, but...
What was the title you used?
It was like clearing land to our future cabin. We bought land or something like that. So I should have been... I think the title did not match the content.
Well, it wasn't a lie, but it also... I'm picking the side of my nose.
Okay.
Not inside the nasal cavity.
It wasn't a lie, but it wasn't our best work.
No, but also it... actually left a big impression on us.
Yeah.
Because ever since then, every time we're overthinking stuff and like getting too bent on making content high quality, we just say, brush hog vlog.
That's true.
And we brush hog vlog it.
Yeah.
Which has become like a verb for just...
a quick and dirty edit.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's kind of what it was intended to be. The content doldrums, as you said. It was a test to see if we could turn a video around a couple of hours. I think I edited it on my laptop. It took me 3 hours or something like that. And I was like, okay, we could do this. And then
you got roasted.
And then I got roasted anyway. So with that being said, said tromboner. Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt after I read the comment. I was like, fuck. Anyway, they were right. So the original plan was to make this like super polished cabin build show, like the home reno series. The problem is that everything has changed, and you'll see this because we're making a series called The Sleepy Creek, which is launching whenever. You'll see, just follow our YouTube channel, you'll see it. Follow us on Instagram, you'll see it. And so,
is this the announcement podcast?
Yeah, this is the announcement podcast. We're going to talk a little bit about our land, but yeah, to give you some context, we were going to make this big polished show because originally when we started the home reno series, that's what it was like. And what we wanted to make was like a TV show. But then after making the home reno series and seeing how long it took us to do all the projects, we decided to shift that idea where we're still going to make kind of like a vlog style show for our channel, but it's going to be a little bit less polished, more broken down for projects. Instead of saving all of them for one video, we're going to be doing like a video per project. And so we're calling it a vlog series because the episodes are going to be between like probably about like 15 minutes on average, except for the first episode, which talks about buying land and context where it is and all this. Well, not really where it is, but kind of where it is.
Oh my God. Just sorry. I've never noticed this before, okay. But your pop screen looks like a Mario Brothers mustache. It's like a crescent. I'll send you that picture.
Okay, thanks.
And you can leave it in the description.
Show notes. BeggingGrizz.com/podcast/whatever episode.
In the show notes. Oh my God, that's funny. And you look like you're high right now because your eyes are half closed when I took that picture.
Great. Okay, anyway, going back to it. Jesus Sorry. Christ. We were saving all of the footage for a big polished show.
Yes.
In the time that it took us to actually start using our land, the project itself, the cabin build, changed significantly.
It morphed.
And then we also decided to change our kind of concept for the show.
Correct.
And we wanted to be more sustainable, which meant less heavier edits, less kind of effort into each video. I wouldn't say effort.
So would you say that we're brush hog vlogging it?
No, I don't think it's a brush. Well, ish. I would say it's brush hog vlog-ish. It's like a hybrid brush hog vlog and home reno
series.
It's
an appeal to sustainability.
That's exactly what it is. We realized that saving up all of the projects is...
a lot of work.
A lot of work because with a YouTube channel, you have to be consistently yes. posting. And so when I look at the home reno series and I look at each room and I look at, holy shit, okay, the bathroom alone could be... 6 episodes.
Right.
You have the demo, you have the plumbing, you have the tiling, you have the painting, you have the finishing, and then you have the tour. Like that's okay. That's 5. Mm-hmm. But like these could all be, each project could be an episode, but that's not what the concept was originally for that show. We wanted to make it like a TV show where mm-hmm. it's like you get the payoff at the end of the day.
Right.
Because it takes us so long to finish a room that there would be, just like there is between the home reno series part 1 and part 2, like years between yes. episodes. So we wanted to change the approach with our cabin. We'll call it cabin build series, even though we're building a campsite currently.
We might build a cabin.
Yeah, we've been talking about building like a bunkie first. Yeah.
But the thought about like what we were initially going to do was we were going to build, the whole purpose of buying land was to build a cabin that was like full amenities, like just like the same amenities that would be living at home.
Yeah.
Running water, electricity, toilets, internet, everything.
Yeah. Just like a house in the woods, like a second house that you could go to.
Right. But that's kind of changed.
Yeah. It has changed a lot. I think that while that would still be nice, I think the last couple of years have taught us that we want to, if we're going to be going to our own cabin, we want to disconnect from everything. Not necessarily from like it's still nice to have some reception or maybe some internet if we need to, but if it's scanty, then that's almost better because you're forced then if you go out for the weekend to not be online, to not be on social media, to not be texting. And it's just a whole nother level of recharging after a week of work.
Yeah. And it's also like, if you had a cabin in the woods, that was basically just a home away from home, like a house away from your home, you would basically just go there and you'd sit on your phone in this house in the woods.
Right.
Versus sitting on your phone in your house, not in the woods.
Exactly.
But like when we go down, and I think you've kind of connected with your outdoor side a lot more in the recent years, a la you getting into camping.
Yes.
And so I think that like when we go down to the, we call it going to the woods. We go into the woods, like, you know, we go out in the woods right now in its current state, which is basically a campsite. You spend a lot of time setting up camp. You spend a lot of time gathering, harvesting, processing wood.
Yep.
You spend a lot of time making a campfire. You spend a lot of time cooking over the campfire. You spend a lot of time doing things that would be automated in a home.
Right.
You know? Even go to the bathroom is a little bit of a task or a chore. You have to set up, like, as it stands now, we're setting up like a...
We're pooping in bags.
In bags, in a little portable toilet that holds the bags though, right?
Exactly.
But then like around the portable toilet, there's like a little almost like pop-up tent. So like all that stuff takes time to set up. So like you're tasked with doing all these like kind of...
Camp chores is what they're called.
Yeah, camp chores. They're like menial tasks that like you wouldn't otherwise do. They're not like overly fun in and of themselves, but the whole process is almost therapeutic.
Would yes.
You describe that as that way?
I think so. Yeah, I definitely think therapeutic. I love setting up camp, and like, especially if we have a tent, because you get to set up your bed and make it cozy and bring in all your lanterns and, you know, that part is really fun to me. I don't necessarily love setting up the toilet, but it is a necessity. We usually do it first. But yeah, it is therapeutic because everything takes so much longer when you're out there. Like even to cook a meal, you know, you don't have a dishwasher, you don't have running water, you have to set up your stove. Your stove's not just there ready for you to cook on. Like you have to take it out of the truck and hook up the propane and like, you know, do all that. And then hang on a second. You don't have a dining room table. You got to take the table out of the truck and put the table together and then put your chairs together. And so, yeah, the process of doing all these things is therapeutic. Everything takes longer and you forget that the internet exists because you're doing these tasks that are relatively easy and mindless. But you're also like outside and enjoying it. And there's like a little bit of challenge that kind of comes with that of like getting back to basics while you're out there.
You're not getting like brain rot from your phone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
With getting served junk drawer content.
Yeah. So with that being said, we've kind of shifted
That's short form content for anybody who knows.
Yeah, we call it junk drawer content. Yeah.
It's just like you flip through. It's just like you feel like you ate it. It's like it's the equivalent of feeling like the same feeling that you get when you eat like a full bag of candy and you're like, oh, I got too much candy feeling, but your brain.
God, yeah. Like you just don't feel good. Like I could sit down and watch YouTube for hours and then walk away and feel great. Mm-hmm. And I watch Reels or TikTok and I feel like absolute shit afterwards. Mm. It's a completely different feeling.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what the woods, going out to the woods, like trying to remove that from the going out to the woods experience. So the big cabin with all of the amenities kind of turned into, okay, well, what if we built just an off-grid cabin and we'll figure out how to deal with water and septic? And then it was like, well, do we really need like a second home right now? What if we strip that back even further and build an A-frame? And then we kind of lived with that for a little bit. And then we got into camping and then we were like, well, why aren't we using our land to camp on? And so right now what we're doing is
we're literally paying for campsites.
Yeah, which is so stupid. So what we've been doing for the last year has been basically getting to know our property and camping on it. We rent, and you'll see all this in the series, but you know, renting power tools and digging out places to do truck camping and then building tent platforms. And we have a lot of plans of things that we want to build. Like hopefully we'll build an outhouse eventually that will have like a different style toilet that will be a bit more comfortable. But, you know, fire pit, firewood storage, tent platforms, outdoor kitchen. These are the kind of things that are really exciting that we're doing. It's just for us. We've had a couple of questions on like, is it going to be for rent? No, this is just a personal campsite for us to get away, to have projects to work on, an excuse to get outside and off our phones. So right now that's the plan. We're kind of getting to know the land through all the seasons. Where is the light hitting in this wintertime? Where is it setting? Where is it rising? Same with the summertime, spring, where, you know, where's the best places on the land? And then eventually we'll do this bunkhouse. We spent a lot of time there in the fall. What was it like camping on the land in the fall?
Yeah, it was nice. The temperature, it was actually nice camping in the fall.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, getting colder. The mornings were a little bit brisk.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like the sweltering heat of the summer. So it's also like figuring out like what the land feels like throughout the different seasons. And even in the winter too, we kind of like, you know, moseyed on down there a little bit just to check it out. We didn't stay overnight.
We stayed overnight one night on New Year's.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
We did. We slept in the Rivian. So.
But there wasn't like snow on the ground kind of thing. It was snowing.
Yeah.
But it wasn't like there was a lot of snow accumulated.
Right. So we're kind of learning that, you know, it's muddy down there in the rainy seasons. So that's going to be something we're going to have to address this spring. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the benefit of not diving into a project immediately, like getting to know your property to see like what needs to be done and what's going to make it a little more comfortable while you're working down there. So the mud issue is a big one that we're going to have to address. But while we were down there in the wintertime, we kind of realized like it would be nice to have a structure that has a wood stove that doesn't have running water, doesn't have heat or whatever. It's heated by a wood stove, kind of like almost a canvas tent, but it's made of wood. Like it's a completely unheated, like insulated, but like unheated, unserviced structure.
Just a basic shelter.
Exactly. And so right now our minds, I think, are kind of in that zone. We're kind of thinking about what type of bunkhouse, we've been calling it a bunkhouse, small house that we could build, and house is a stretch. It's going to be big enough basically for a queen size bed, a really small like galley style kitchen and a wood stove.
And basically a tiny home.
Tiny home. Yeah, tiny home.
But without any, like off-grid tiny home.
Off-grid tiny home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're trying to figure out what that's going to look like. And
even we're going to put it too, because like you said, like we're getting to know our land, but like there's like pockets on our land that are like there's areas that have, you know, coniferous trees. And then there, of course, they have branches, leaves all on them or pine needles on them all year round. So there's like still a canopy, but then like in the area, there's like deciduous trees. And so they drop all their leaves in the fall. So is it better to put a bunkie in one part of the land versus the other? Like, do you want to put it down by the creek? Do you want to put it? So there's all different places we can put it. So it's kind of figuring out, you know, making these decisions. We kind of jumped into the campsite sort of, you know, more or less just kind of freestyled it. Didn't mm-hmm. within like, we had a little bit of a plan just from surveying it, but like we didn't really have that much of a plan. It was kind of just get an excavator down there and just start messing around.
Yeah. There's kind of one section that has the coniferous trees. And I think that's where we started with the campsite because we knew it gets really hot in Buffalo and Western New York in the summertime. So we figured if we're going to be tent camping in the summer, then having those tents be living in the shade would probably be a lot more comfortable. But then when it comes to a bunkhouse that we might be using in the wintertime more, does it make sense to have that be exposed to sunlight so that you can use that kind of thermal energy to heat the place during the day? Mm. Also, if we want to put solar panels on it. So these are all things that we're kind of thinking of. And I think we're having a lot of fun with it because we're not putting pressure on ourselves to finish in a certain timeline. We're just kind of using it as something to do on the weekends and a way to get outside.
And that was kind of different for this decision on making it a, you know, a quote unquote vlog series.
Yeah.
Whereas most of our series, well, all of our series that we've ever produced, we like rolled it out like a campaign and had a premiere date or a release date that like, this is when the episodes are all going live. So there's a deadline. And that of course required us to finish whatever the video was about, you know, well in advance. Mm-hmm. Whereas this is just going to be an ongoing thing. It's just going to be kind of like, you know, maybe the sleepy creek is a metaphor because a creek kind of meanders and just kind of does whatever it wants. And we're just kind of letting this, there's no plan here. And these will be closer to sort of real-time updates than, say, our other polished series. But the edits are going to be a little bit probably slower. The feel is going to be a bit more vloggy. They're still going to be polished to the point where we'll consider it like a flagship series. But it's just going to be a different take on it.
Definitely.
And it's going to be, yeah, we'll be updating it more close to real time. So it's not like we're going to finish a whole cabin and then, you know, 3 years later when we're finally done with it, then release a big series. It's just kind of more, this is what's going on right now.
Exactly. And like the Home Reno series, instead of say breaking down a cabin into four episodes, like we'll literally be saying, okay, we're building the foundation and that's a video. We're putting the structure up. That's a video. We're putting the windows in. That's a video. Whereas if we were going to do it more like the Home Reno series, it would be the entire exterior structure would be one video. So doing that, it's helpful because y'all get to enjoy it more because there'll be more videos more consistently instead of waiting. And also I'm kind of hoping it will tide some of the people who have been looking forward to the Home Reno series over. Well, you'll get that kind of build style content, but it's going to be a little bit different. As you said, I like that you said, like, it's reminiscent of that Sleepy Creek because it's going to be meandering and
just came up with that.
That was
like
great.
That? You like
I
that?
Like that. Yeah. But it's going to be a bit different because we're going to be building, but we're also going to be camping. And we're probably going to be incorporating some outdoor cooking into that, which we've never really done on the channel before, which is going to be a little bit different.
Yeah, we've never cooked on the channel.
We've never cooked on the channel. Got into cooking over the pandemic in 2020, really got into using a smoker. Mm. And since then, we've been kind of interested in getting into open fire cooking. So not all of the recipes or things that we're going to be cooking on the vlog are going to be open fire, but hopefully there will be some open fire meals. Some of them are just simple, you know, camp meals or whatever, but it's been fun to incorporate that side of it because it's different than what we've been doing.
Yeah. And a big part of what we've been doing, like in real life.
Yeah. Yeah. And everyone eats. So
it's true.
The other thing that we kind of took away from the Home Reno series is some of the feedback that we got was, this is really cool. I really like this, but I was really hoping it was going to be more tutorial based. I think people were hoping that we would be teaching more of what we were doing. And the thing about the Home Reno is that a lot of times we're doing things for the first time, and so we're not really qualified to teach it.
That's exactly it. I always worry about having Dunning-Kruger.
Yeah.
And then like, there's so many people on the internet too who like teach stuff that like, you're like, wow, this person should not be teaching this because they're either just doing it plain out wrong or like they're clearly not an expert and this finished product looks like garbage.
Yeah.
But like, and I feel bad saying that, but it's true, right?
Yeah.
Anybody online can have an opinion and anybody online can put something online, and just the numbers don't necessarily always follow the expertise.
Yes.
That's true for any niche on the internet.
Yeah.
But
I agree.
We are not. Yeah. We are DIY home owners and
weekend warriors.
Exactly. And nothing more. So it's like, maybe we're not the best people to teach this. Now, we've been doing this stuff for a long time, but not in a professional capacity. So
I do think that while maybe sometimes we're not the most qualified to say, here's how you do this, I do think that that feedback is great feedback, because we could be talking a little bit about more about what we are doing, what we're using, and why we're doing a thing. So not necessarily like step one, step two, step three.
Make the cut.
Exactly. More so like, okay, this is what we're doing and this is why we're doing it. And this is the tool that we're using to do it. And so we've taken that feedback and applied it to Sleepy Creek. So it's kind of weird because like I said, like episode, I think four, we're building a tent platform, right? So we talk through our entire process of how we're building this deck and then what we're using and how we're putting it together. And you disclaim that you're not a professional. So there's that. But then like you pair that with, okay, now we're camping and now we're cooking up a lunch and now we're making a fire. Okay, now we're back to building. So it's like this really weird hybrid scenario where it feels very back to our roots doing build content, but then very much like new Becky and Chris where it's like, outdoors.
Yeah. But you can also say that like the vlog style and the multiple series format allows you to get into details like that you couldn't get in with the home renovation series. Cause like the home reno series, it's like you wanted to put literally the entire project from start to finish plus the reveal in one video.
And there's like 20 projects in one video.
Yeah, it's like a 30 minute video. Like you have to compress.
Yeah.
Like you can't spend time talking about every little minutia and every step of the way. You know, then you do this, then we did this. It's just like, no, you can't, you have to compress it down and tell a story. Otherwise it's going to be like a 2 hour video.
Yeah. And not only does it make it easier while we're filming to have that mindset, because like when we're working on these projects in the house, they take so long. And if we had to film every single second,
Yes.
Then we would just never finish.
Yeah.
But we do try to focus, like, we'll pull one project out of each space and then we'll do a separate video on that. Mm-hmm. But even then, it's not like, here's step one, step two. It's like, this is a vlog and you can see the whole breakdown of the project on our website, which is what we used to do. We used to do fully detailed, like, DIY projects on our website where it broke down exactly how to build something with the materials list. Mm. And
wow, that's like 2011 Becky and Chris.
Yeah. And so we've never really been the type of channel to be like, okay, here's the construction project, step one, step two, step three. Even with like these, you know, DIY vanity, IKEA vanity hack, don't ever do this. Like, yeah, we went through the process of what, how we did it and what we were doing, but it was more like a vlog. It was more dumb stuff. It was more montages and B-roll sequences. And then on the website, it was like, okay, these are the materials. These are the measurements. This is what we did. This is the tools we used. Da, da, da. Here's how to install it. And so it just, it's a different, I mean, I think we're pulling from our roots a little bit in that way. So by chunking down each little project at our land, it allows us to get a little bit deeper into those things with you. It's just a little bit of a different approach.
And if you don't like it, don't watch it.
Exactly. If our content is not serving you anymore, you can politely and quietly unfollow us. So yeah, I'm really pumped that, so obviously the new series is called Sleepy Creek. First episode documents the entire land buying process, a little bit of the history of why this whole process started in 2015 back in Newfoundland. Mm-hmm. When our original dream was to build and that's what we were going to do, is build a cabin in Newfoundland on water.
Cabin in the woods.
And so we talked
on a lake somewhere.
Exactly. So there's a little bit of that footage in the first episode, but mostly, you know, the process of buying the piece of property that we had and some of the interesting curveballs that were included in that hilarious scenario.
Yeah.
We purchased our land, I think it was March 2021, and closed at the end of August 2021. So it took us a year and a half to, or a year, it was June 2020 we started looking.
It took us 5 months to close. We were looking for a year. It was March 2020 when I think we looked at our first parcel, was it?
I think so, yeah. Or it might have been June
2020. In Western New York, because we were looking again in 2015, back when we were in Newfoundland. But yeah. Here in Western New York, yeah, we were looking in early 2020. And then a year later, we finally decided on a parcel.
Yep.
And then it took another 5 months to close.
Completely different experience than buying a house.
Yeah. But Steph kind of outlined that. She said, you know, people are not like, it's not like you have to, there's no urgency to close on a property when it's not your primary residence.
Exactly. If you're not building a house there, it's not, and we didn't, it was fine.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit about the new series that's coming out. Keep an eye on our channel for when that drops.
And you won't believe what the former owner demanded in the contract.
Oh my gosh.
That's the clickbait to get you guys to watch it.
Yeah. So it's not going to be, you know, consecutively uploaded like, you know, Heading West was. The episodes will go live as they're done. I think we have 5 finished right now. They won't go week to week because we kind of want to spread it out. So
we don't want to train you guys into expecting one in every week. It's like we'll drop one here random, and there.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll probably be every second or third week we'll post an episode. But yeah, I'm really excited. I don't think I've ever been more excited to make content than this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like we're finally sitting in this weird spot where I feel like we should be. We're back to our roots and our original dream of building this like cabin project or land project, we'll call it now. Mm-hmm. But then like, I've just been so in love with being outdoors and camping and cooking that I'm just really excited about it. We've been throwing around the term vehicle-based adventure filmmaking, helicopter, trucks, making series and films.
Being outside.
So yeah, I don't know. I feel like I haven't been more excited to make content. I think like 2 years ago, I was having a crisis because I didn't know what direction to take the channel and I didn't know what I was interested in. I really hated doing photo video tutorials and editing tutorials. And so now I feel like we've let that go. And now everything feels right.
That's great. And I think that that's one of the hardest things is knowing what you want mm-hmm. in life.
Yeah.
That's a difficult question for people.
Yeah. We're going to have another conversation about that in a little more depth because we had a video pop off recently and it really makes you think about how you approach your content and what kind of mindset you can get sucked into accidentally.
Well, we'll save it for that one.
Yeah. So I think that that's good. So keep an eye out for Sleepy Creek, and we'll catch you, I guess, in the next episode. New episodes of Tuxedo Time every second week, and new episodes of our videos on our YouTube channel every Sunday.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Bye.